radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Carleton Place, Ontario country artist Jordan McIntosh is currently performing for audiences across Canada as part of the Young Guns Tour. That tour stars Brett Kissel and One More Girl. Jordan is getting ready to release his debut record this year, which features the brand new single, That Girl, which we're going to hear on the show. It's great to welcome Jordan McIntosh to the show. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going great. We had you back on the show back in August of last year, so it's great to have this chance to catch up.
Yeah, it's awesome to be back.
Well, first let's start with some pretty exciting news. The Young Guns Tour, which is going across Canada, Brett Kissel and One More Girl, along with some other acts as part of that. Let's talk about that now. Tell us how that's been going so far.
It's been going great. We just finished up the Western leg, so the first half of the tour in Penticton last Saturday. So we're on kind of a break right now, and then we start up again next Wednesday in Peterborough in Ontario, and we get to do all the East Coast and in the Ontario area as well. So it's just been, I mean, it's my first tour across Canada, and I'm having like way more fun than I thought I would, and I've kind of now fallen in love with life on the road and touring and playing music in a different city each night. So it's definitely a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot too, which is great all at the same time.
Yeah, I'll bet it's something to get used to. As you said, you've fallen in love with it, but getting used to being on the road in a different town every other night or whatever the schedule is. So a bit of adjustment there, right?
It is. I mean, I've always loved traveling, even as a little kid. My family and I did a lot of vacationing and traveling. So, I mean, I've gotten used to long drives and staying in hotels. And, I mean, it's always nice when you get the first night you're back and you get to sleep in your own bed. That's always, you know, one of the best nights out of the entire tour. But, you get used to I'm already used to, you know, the hotels and the driving. I think it's fun. I mean, it's like an adventure. And then each night I get to play my music. So, I mean, it's for me, it's like a win-win. I get to travel and I get to play music.
And the crowds have got to be loving these shows because they're not just going to see one performer. They're seeing you. They're seeing Brett Kissel, who's huge these days, One More Girl, and other groups or artists that are part of this. So talk about great value for your money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, for the price of the ticket, you're getting a really good show. And, I mean, it's myself and two other openers, and we kick off the show, and we each do our little set, so we kind of get the crowd pumped and ready for Brett and the girls. Of course, you know, Brett's show it's amazing. He's a seasoned pro when it comes to being on stage and performing, and the girls put on a really good show as well. They're really, you know, energetic, and their songs, you know, they do songs that everyone will know, and it's a really good show, and it's a good night to just go out with your friends and listen to some really good country music.
Now, I found this really interesting in your bio, and I'm not sure if I picked up on it last time, but one of the things that got you to your start in music is a YouTube video. It was a performance you did of Lone Star's huge ballad called Amazed, part of Kiwanis Idol, back in 2011, and this caught the attention of somebody pretty important in the music business.
Yeah, I mean, I used to post, you know, covers of myself doing songs on YouTube, and it got the attention of, you know, the guy who owns iRock Records, which was the first label, independent label I was signed to, which then in turn got me, you know, got the attention of Jim Cressman from Invictus. So, you know, he's been one of the biggest contributors, you know, from the industry in my project. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's you know, he represents Emerson Drive and Brett Kissel and all these amazing Canadian, you know, country artists. So it's started from, I guess you could say, it started from a YouTube video, which now led to, you know, what I get to do today, which at such a young age, which is awesome.
Pretty amazing, because last time you were on the show, you were 17. Have you hit 18 yet?
Yeah, I did, in December. I turned 18.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah, so much at such a young age. But as you said, I mean, the video is just a part of it. Having a successful music career, it's a lot of steps along the way. You have your start, but there's a lot of discipline, obviously, and a lot of right steps you need to make to keep things moving along.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. I mean, what people see, what the public sees is the finished product. Not everyone gets to see everything that it takes to get to that point. I mean, people will start working on their records 6 months to 2 years before it finally reaches that release date. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and you really have to make sure you're 110% into it and you're really willing to put in the hard work. And if you love music and if it's genuinely what you want to do and everything about it makes you happy, then, you know, it's a good thing for you. And for me, I love every part of it. You know, I love getting to film new music videos, and I love recording and performing live and traveling, and I love every aspect of it. I mean, there's some things you like more than others, but for the most part, it's just everything that I've gotten to do and will continue to do as my career grows, I genuinely enjoy doing.
That's pretty amazing to hear, and it's obviously the ingredient of success, because it means you're going to stick at it regardless, and you know, you're in it for the long haul because you love it that much. I did hear in another interview you did, you had talked about having no plan B because that meant you might fall back on it. So you've got your plan A, which is music, and you're 100% in.
Yeah, I mean, I always said, even like at the dinner table with my parents years ago, they'd say, what do you want to do? And I say, well, I want to be, you know, I want to play music. I want to be a singer for the rest of my life. And they're like, okay, well, you know, you have to think logically, and it doesn't always, you know, work out. So it's like, what's your plan B? And I always said, I don't have a plan B, because if I have a plan B, then mentally I'm not 100% focused on my plan A, because I know that there is something I can fall back on. So music has always been the plan, not a plan A, not a plan B. It's always been the plan.
The plan. Wow, that's awesome to hear. Your website is jordanmcintosh.ca, where people can learn more about you and check out music clips and video clips. I want to turn to the song now, Grew Up in a Country Song, which I love. I heard it for the first time last year, of course, and the video was awesome. And you filmed this video in your hometown of Carleton Place, which is near Ottawa. How special was it to film it right where you grew up?
It was cool because, I mean, that town is kind of the inspiration for the song. So, I mean, I wanted the video to also reflect that. So, I mean, my father's automotive shop, you know, makes an appearance in it. And then the town hall, you know, is kind of in the background. And there's, you know, at one point I'm on train tracks that go right by my house. So it's like, there was a lot of things. And even the girl in the video is one of, you know, she's one of the closest people to me. So it's like everything in the video was, you know, it kind of just reflected what I was talking about in the song, and it was all true. So it kind of gave people the chance to see what I was singing about.
Yeah, and I think it's so great when people hear that, they know that the music you're putting out is stuff you're writing, and it means something to you, and in that case, the video as well. So you're really making your career very personal, and you're giving a lot of yourself.
Well, I think that's all you can do. I mean, I think the best music is the music that comes from the artist's heart, and you know that they really did feel that way, and they really did go through that. So, I mean, I always try and keep it as personal as I can and involve as much as my personal life in the videos and in the songs as much as I can, because I think that the fans and the public can really relate to you that much more.
Oh, totally. Let's share the song now. We've got lots more to talk about with Jordan McIntosh. And we've also got his brand new single coming up a bit later in the show. Right now, this is Jordan McIntosh, Grew Up in a Country Song on In the Country.
That's just who I am, where I'm from. I grew up in a country song. That pretty girl dancing on the tailgate was my first kiss on the third date, and that long dirt road was my way home. And that little white church that you hear about is where I spent every Sunday singing out. Yeah, the sweet and simple life is all I know. Do it. nothing on a backwards Friday night. I give anything to pack it all up, driving my truck across that county line. That's just who I am, it's where I'm from. I go back every time I turn the radio on. Crank it up, roll the windows down. Think about how I love that town. And that's just who I am, it's where I'm from. I grew up in a country song. That's just who I am, it's where I'm from. It's the one place in the world where I belong. That's just who I am, it's where I'm from. I go back every time I turn the radio on. Crank it up, roll the windows down. Think about how I love that town. That's just who I am, it's where I'm from. I grew up in a country.
Year-old Ontario country artist Jordan McIntosh and his great song Grew Up in a Country Song. Now, of course, along with the Young Guns tour, which you are on now, you've got some great venues lined up for this year to perform at, including Dauphin Country Fest in Manitoba, Havelock Jamboree. That's a cool one.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get to play all these big festivals and, you know, some of the festivals that I've, you know, gone to watch people I want to see perform. So, yeah, I'm really excited for the summer. There's going to be a lot of cool shows that I get to and venues and festivals I get to perform at. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, very cool. Also, Boots and Hearts in there, a return engagement there, and PEI's Cavendish Beach Music Festival, to name just a few of your busy schedule this year. Now, let's talk about the brand-new album. It's coming out this year. We got the first single from it coming up shortly. What can you tell us about it? First of all, how many songs did you either listen to of other songs or songs you wrote to narrow it down to what is going to be on the album?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on it for a while, so it's I've gotten to write a lot of songs on it, and I've gotten to have a lot of songs sent in from other writers and other artists, and I just really am trying to find the ones that fit perfectly together and kind of make sense on the same album. So, I mean, it's hard to say how many songs I've listened to, how many have been written and recorded, but at the end of the day, I know that I've got a good bunch of songs in my hands, and I'm really excited
right.
to finish it up and just polish it off.
Now, for those who don't know, a producer plays a very important role in putting together an album. They're behind the scenes, of course, but instrumental in making a great album. How is it working with your producer?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I work with, on this album, I'm working with Max Gabriel, and he's from down in Nashville, so I get to go down there, which is always, so awesome, and, he's a lot of fun. You know, it's in the studios where you get to sing things a different way and try things out and really just make it the best that it can be. So, I mean, the producer is very important because, he's the one that has the ideas of, guitar solos and drum beats and, all
yeah.
the stuff to make a song as catchy and as great as it can be. So, I mean, the producer is one of the most important parts of the whole process.
Now, when you're writing these songs, and I'm sure you've done some co-writing for this project, I'm going to assume that, have you had a chance to write with some people whose work you had admired from other songs they've written?
I do, yeah, well, I mean, I do a lot of my writing with a girl named Heather Longstaff, so she's kind of like my partner in crime with writing, and she introduces me to a lot of great writers from Nashville who have written for, some of the big country artists, so it's kind of an honor to be in the same room as these people, and, I've gotten, there's a possibility there's going to be a song on the album that was written by the brothers of High Valley. So, I mean,
okay.
I've talked to them with songs, and, they sent me some, and so, I mean, there's a lot of support from the rest of the country music community and there's a lot of things lined up where I'll get to write with these amazing artists that I listen to. So I mean, it's definitely I'm getting to write with so many amazing people, and it's almost hard to keep up sometimes.
I'll bet. Yeah, it's very exciting when you're working with such a great team and you're working towards this project. Have you ever given consideration to duet partners at any point, Jordan? Not necessarily for this project, but somebody's voice that you think would blend with yours, whether it's a female voice or even a male-male duet.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Duets are always a lot of fun. So, I mean, just talking about the tour, I mean, Brett and I, you know, have talked about, you know, if there's the right song comes along, it'd be awesome to do a record with him. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people I would love to duet with, and I think females, I mean, my big one would be probably Taylor Swift, because I just love her style, and also getting, you know, getting to write the song with her would be amazing, because she's one of the best writers out there, and she just knows how to do it, and she knows how to create a hit song. So, I mean, yeah, there's lots of people that I would love to do a record with and duet with, and I hope I get the chance, you know, one day to actually duet with some of them.
For sure. Now, you, I guess my question is, you're in Carleton Place. I'm not sure of the country music scene there, but at your age, you're performing country songs. Have you been able to win some of your friends over who maybe thought they didn't like country music, and then they heard your stuff and kind of got into it?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, where I'm from, country music's pretty big. There's a lot of down-home people who love country music, so it's most of my friends were already fans of it, but yeah, I mean, they're all big supporters of my music, and even, you know, I've had people that I don't know that have said they don't like country music at all, but they love my music, so it's cool to know that even though it's country, it can still relate to people who may not have thought that they liked country music, and now they are a fan of mine, so it's cool just to know that your music can cater to so many people like that.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, I think a lot of times it's just a stereotype somebody might have held about country music. We all know those stereotypes. But a lot of times when they actually listen to the music and if they, you know, find it through you, then they go, hey, it's pretty good, because it is great, as we all know. Sometimes it's just people getting the exposure to it. I want to turn to this great new song. It's your debut single that's from the album. And when is it going to be? Is it released to radio at this point?
Yeah, it just got released to radio this week, I believe.
Awesome. So, of course, we'll tell our listeners, encourage them to call their local country stations to request the song. But tell us about the song, That Girl.
Yeah, it's another one that I got to write with, and it's a little bit slower than the songs I've released in the past, so it's kind of more of a mid-tempo song, and it's one of my favorites, one of the ones that's, like, most close to my heart. It literally is, you know, something that happened to a personal close friend of mine. And this song, I mean, the song first started off as something I needed to do to kind of get over what happened, or just because I'm a musician and music, we always turn to music to help us through things. So at first it just started off as something I needed to do. And then it turned into a pretty great song that we thought could do pretty well, you know, in the country music scene. So it turned into my next single, so it's cool. I mean, at first, whenever the suggestion to release it was out there, it was kind of scary at first, because it is about something so personal, and it really did affect a lot of people around me and myself. So when it happened, so it was kind of scary at first when I was asked, you know, let's release it. But I'm really proud of the song, and I'm really happy, and I hope that it can help some people in the way that it helped me.
I think that's pretty amazing, as you said, a scary thing to think about because it's so personal, but this can help people as it helped you, because, I mean, when people listen to country music, the message is really hit home, and this is one of those that'll do it and you know, maybe make that difference for someone.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. That's why I always, with my music, I think it's great when you can write and record a song that someone can really relate to and help them out. I mean, maybe they don't. If they write their own music, that's great. But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that look to music, other people's music, for a release of something that has happened. So I hope that this song can, you know, really people can relate to it and people can feel those emotions and if they're going through something similar, they can, you know, really listen to it and just say, I mean, I feel better now, or whatever it is that it can do to help them. So I always try and think about that when writing songs as well.
Let's hear it now. It's brand new music from Jordan McIntosh, That Girl on In the Country. A great new song from my guest, Ontario country artist Jordan McIntosh. It is called That Girl, and that will be part of his upcoming album to be released this year. Any idea yet, Jordan, when the album is going to be available?
Well, I'm really hoping right before summer, so it'll be out in time for all the festivals and festival and fair season. So that's our goal, and it's looking like it'll be out around then. So, yeah, just between spring and summer.
Awesome. We'll look forward to that, and people can check up on it at jordanmcintosh.ca. You're on Facebook as well, Twitter, all those great places. You've had a lot of great musical influences from all the big names that we would know, but one of your big influences is your older sister. She was an influence on your music.
Yeah, she was. She's 3 years older than me, so when we were younger, I was like the annoying little brother that did everything she did, and she started to sing, so then I said, okay, well, I guess I have to start singing, because my whole family is really musical, so it was kind of always, music was always around, playing an instrument or singing or whatever, so,
right.
You know, she decided to sing, so then I said, okay, well, I guess I have to sing now, so, and then I found out that I could, so yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of the reasons that I found out that, you know, I have a voice and I can sing, so yeah, she was a big influence when I was, especially on me when I was younger, so she's a big part of how I found out that I could sing and fell in love with it.
I think it's so great that family can do that, because so many people can have the big stars as influences, but somebody close to you like that. What about cover songs? When people see you on the Young Guns tour, for example, or at any of your shows, what are some of your favorite songs to cover?
Yeah, I mean, I like to cover songs that everyone will know. So even if you don't know who I am or you don't know my music, you'll know some of the songs on my set. So on the Young Guns tour, the cover I do is Cruise by Florida Georgia Line, and everybody knows that song. Everybody knows the words. So even if the people in the audience don't know who I am, they still have a really good time when I'm on stage because they get to sing along to at least one of the songs. So I always try to put some of the biggest songs, some of the most current songs, and even some of the older songs that were really big hits that people will be really excited about to hear because they haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah, it's always great to hear a younger artist do an older country song. I mean, 90s, 80s, maybe even going back to the 70s if we're going to go way back, right? Because other people your age might not know the song otherwise, and if you're singing it, it's kind of giving them a chance to hear some of the older stuff.
Yeah, even you know, even myself going to going to concerts when you know they'll cover a song that I didn't know, but I you know I really liked it when they did it. So I mean, it works both ways, and I hope that there's some you know songs that people that I cover that people may not know of, and then now they're going to be fans of it. So yeah, it's kind of a it's cool because now I get to show people some of my favorite songs.
That's right, yeah, we get to know you better through the songs you choose to cover. You mentioned Nashville earlier, and you've been there obviously to do some recording of the album, and I'm sure on other trips. What is it? What is the magic for you that Nashville is?
I think Nashville, especially for, I mean country music especially, but really any music, it's just that city lives and breathes music. So if you're a musician and you have music in your blood, you can feel it the minute your plane lands or the minute that your car, you know, drives over the city limits. It's just music all around you. They've got music notes from hanging on the lampposts. It's just, you know, it's cool. The atmosphere is just music. It's rock and roll. It's country. It's I mean, a lot of great people in country music and other genres have come out of Nashville and come out of Tennessee. So it's pretty awesome, especially for a new artist like me to get to go down there. And it's incredible.
Pretty exciting, and it's, again, I'll remind our listeners, you know, 18 years old is where you're at, and you've done so much already, so much more ahead. Of course, the debut album is coming out this year. We'll look for that and encourage our listeners once again to contact their country stations to play That Girl, which is your latest single, and jordanmcintosh.ca is where they'll find you online. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.